Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Great day for law enforcement and resetting the national conversation. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkaway Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Yeah, after a harrowing week, we are relieved to learn that a suspect has been arrested in that horrific, I guess what we could call really seriously, political assassination attempts on 12, 13, maybe 14 people, all of whom have been vocal critics of President Trump. And the guy that was arrested was certainly a Trumpie, and his van was covered and adorned in pro-Trump paraphernalia, anti-CNN, anti-Clinton, anti-Obama, all kinds of things. His social media records show a trail of unhinged behavior and certainly vitriolic political discourse, to say the least. We'll talk about the reactions from the president, how abnormal they are, and what close calls we have this week, and how we have to reset the tone for civility, but it's not going to come from President Trump. He is unwilling and, in fact, unable to do it. We'll talk about that and how we as citizens have to take back the national conversation and, indeed, ratchet down the rhetoric at the same time holding him accountable for his lies and his vitriol, too. It's a tough one, but we can do it. We have to do it, and we will. We'll take it on. The Cultural Cacophony, love to get you going. We'll talk inspiration to action, challenge success stories, because creativity is at the core of energizing ourselves for our own personal, professional goals and in terms of the political and social discourse. Some great music, too, including your Forgotten 45s, because that kind of spirits us on in oh so many ways, the healing power of music, indeed. And we've got some Halloween rarities, too, found by the Party TCS crew, Trudy Helming, the archives. Because, yeah, Halloween just around the corner, including our spooktacular next week. Details all coming up. And we'd love to get you in the mix, too. You're listening live. It is Friday, October 26th. It's 2 p.m. out west, 4 o'clock central, 5 o'clock here in the east. It's kind of our p.m. drive slash cocktail show. But if you got the app and you're driving live, yeah, no, the drinking and driving business, if you know what I mean. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Hey, not to fret, because the Twitter feed is 24-7, so whether you're listening live or on podcast, chime in when it works for you, 24-7 on AV Rights. If you are listening live, these social media platforms, including the Twitter feed and the PopNet chat box and the Facebook page, are at your disposal. Chime in when it works, how it works for you. Show today is brought to you in part by Audiophile, music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also by Panera, it's the way food should be, now delivered, and by our pals at PopNet. Arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24-7, featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkaway Show and those robust round tables. Indeed. So grab yourself that Jolt of Joe or that cocktail, depending on your mood and what you're doing right now. And let's get going, because we've got to fuel ourselves, ask that important question, what the heck is so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Let's get going. It is the Amy Beth Arkaway Show. Happy to have you aboard.
Misery. And each time I feel like losing. people in the streets see it now. They're running toward the East River, thousands of them, dropping in like rats. Now the smoke's spreading faster. It's reached Times Square. People are trying to run away from it, but it's no use. They're falling like flies.
Tagging along. A primer on how we can change that national conversation. It starts with Respect Yourself from the Staple Singers and Elvis Costello putting his punk rock 70s stamp on the Nick Lowe classic. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Not one darn thing. We need all three of the aforementioned in mega doses, not MAGA hats, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, thanks for tagging along. Let's get down to it. Twitter feed is AB Wright's. Phone line is 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself listening live on Friday, October 26th, yes, we have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box open. Lots of folks chiming in. We'll get to it. Just heard President Trump right outside a helicopter when he was boarding for, I guess, a rally in North Carolina, and they asked him. He did say, praising law enforcement and the FBI for nabbing the suspect in the harrowing week-long threats. I mean, really, mass political assassinations possible. You don't know how close we came to losing lives of former presidents, attorney generals, secretary of state, current members of Congress, Oscar-winning filmmaker, business leaders, etc., all vocal opponents and critics of President Trump. But those lives, and of course the lives of mail carriers and other people, family members who could have come in contact with those bombs, and they were real bombs, not a hoax, not a false flag, as some of the right-wing propaganda machines were spouting earlier this week. So says the FBI director, political appointee of President Trump, Christopher Wray, earlier today. So yes, President Trump praised them at his hostage video statement of saying that they're happy that they arrested somebody, but his comments today right outside the helicopter that was taking him to his rally, when they asked if he should tone down the rhetoric after this guy was arrested, who apparently was, in his words, seemed to be someone who preferred me over anyone else, his response, should we tone down the rhetoric? No, in fact, I might tone it up because the media has been very unfair to me and the Republicans, but we're winning, so that's important. That's his comment. This is crazy stuff, right? I mean, earlier today, before the arrest came, he was busy tweeting how the political conversation has shifted in the news from the terror caravan that they're ginning up as a big problem in South America to the so-called, in quotes, bomb stuff, because it's detracting from the momentum that the Republicans seem to be having in early voting, and they're leading. I don't know how you know they're leading in early voting when the votes haven't been tabulated yet, but whatever. This is not presidential stuff, but then again, we're not going to get it from him, and that's what we have to reconcile. That's my take. What's yours? Twitter feed, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Let's go around the horn, shall we? Andy says, let's be clear, you are the mob boss, and you put out the hit on your enemies, and your loyal brainwashed capos are carrying out the job just as you've incited them to do. This is all on you. You are not the victim here. Hashtag Trump. Ouch. Alexandra says, better view of the MAGA bomber van. The usual junk sold at Trump rallies. Cover the window. CNN sucks. A target over Hillary Clinton's face. The Obamas, Trump, Pence, GOP sticker. This guy is who we thought he was, a 50-something-year-old maniac radicalized by Trump. It's outrageous. Mm-hmm. Well, again, you know, the blame is on the person who did it, for sure. But the question is, the fomenting, the stoking, the rhetoric that Trump continues to spew, and it ain't changing, that's for sure. Janet says, blame it on him, it's on him, on Facebook. And when I'm suggesting that maybe we have to give in a little bit, she reiterates by saying, no give. When they ginned up a conspiracy theory 10 seconds after the first bomb was found, there's no reasoning with extremists. Well, there is some truth to that, because, you know, on the right-wing machine. And by the way, we're not just talking Alex Jones, we're talking people like Lou Dobbs, who has just recently as yesterday was saying, it's a fake, it's a hoax, these are fake bombs. And no fake bombs. As we said, Christopher Wray, the FBI chief installed by President Trump, came out and said these were real bombs and there were real lives in danger. And what would have happened? God forbid somebody actually, one of those bombs went off and somebody was injured and or killed. What a tragedy that would be. So, no, it's not extreme to equate this with the dire events of September 11th, the Oklahoma City bombing. This could have been mass killing on a scale that we never had seen. Fortunately, the bombs didn't go off, and nobody was hurt. And they nabbed this guy, and we'll see if there's anybody else involved, if there's any other conspirators. I don't know. But just today, they collected bombs against James Clapper, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and apparently Tom Steyer, the guy, the billionaire activist who started spearheaded the the Trump impeachment campaigns, right? So all of these people, vocal opponents of President Trump, and no, you can't put it all at Trump's feet, but you can put, I agree with people who suggest that, yes, his rhetoric does matter. Words matter, tone matters. I will always say that, and certainly from the top on down. But we're not going to get it from the top on down to correct the course. We have to get it from the bottom on up. We have to do it. We have to start somewhere. I saw Joe Biden today say that, and that's why, God help us, I think we might need Joe Biden to be the one to take on Trump. We have to start somewhere. John Kasich, I applaud him. I applaud all these courageous Republicans, and there are so few of them, and most of them are out of office or are commentators, who have enough sense to say, no, this can't stand. But you hear crickets when it comes to McConnell, Ryan, who, by the way, is leaving, and everybody else in the Congress. Crickets. Nobody's coming out and saying his rhetoric has caused this or is adding to it, adding fuel to the fire. He didn't start it, but he's stoking it. And he has been stoking it for years, long before he became president, with all the anti-Obama business and the birther stuff. So it's not good, that's for sure. Your take, please. Twitter feed, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505. Lots of folks on Facebook, and the PubNet chat box is open as well. So have at us if you want to. Diane on Facebook says, I blame Trump. He loves tough guys, body slams, lock her up, name calling. It is on him. Carl says, this guy is really bonkers. I'm not sure if he's talking about the suspect or Trump. I would say both, if you say. Laura on Facebook says, the new talking point, what about Maxine Waters? She did it too, bad people on both sides. That's a new talking point. David says false equivalency, and that's exactly true. It is false equivalency. They're going to try to work that false equivalency, and they always play that card. You can't do it. I'm just saying we have to acknowledge that everybody has to take it down a couple of notches in terms of the rhetoric. That doesn't mean we don't call them out. We call out the lies. We have to. And this business about the press being hard on him with negative articles and negative comments, that's not true. It's not the press's job. It's not a journalist's job to be pro or con, you know, positive or negative stories. It's to report the truth and to report the stories. And if he lies about things and doubles down on lies or does heinous acts like putting kids in cages and separating families at the border and all of that, it has to be called out. I'm sorry. It has to be called out. That is the journalist's job. So that should have to continue, and vigilance has to be held. The truth, you know, you have to talk truth to power at all times. I'm just saying rhetoric on both sides could be, we could ratchet it down, and we don't have to call people deplorable because they disagree with us. Or what did he say in the statement that they wrote for him? You can't call your political rivals morally defective. I get that, and I agree with that on both sides. But there is a false equivalence, and telling people, calling out a Republican administrative official at a dinner, at a restaurant, I'm not saying I condone it, by the way, or think it's the right thing to do, but Maxine Waters saying you should do that is not the same thing as the kind of stuff that Trump has been fomenting and the kind of things that he has been saying at his rallies, which causes, and again, he is not responsible, the guy that did it, and if there are other people involved with this guy, they're the ones who are responsible, but he's fomenting and he's stoking it, and he wants to continue to do it. This is... it's abhorrent. What can you say? I wish it was only a dream from Loudon Wainwright that Trump was president.
I had a dream, I don't know what it meant, but a dream Donald Trump was our president. There on election night, right by his side, stood his beat Chris Christie, along for the ride. It gets worked. Most hotels in the land of the free. When I dreamed Donald Trump was our president, and it wasn't even close. He won it by a landslide. Our new hot first lady, she was beaming with pride. And if you think that's cool, don't fool yourself. He made Ben Carson Secretary of Health. And Sarah Palin Secretary of Stealth. If you think that's scary, just you wait. He made Newt Gingrich the Secretary of State.
Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds. Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment line. Talking about a revolution sounds. Where are people gonna rise up and get their share? Who are people gonna rise up and take what's there? Don't you know you better run, 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 run. But a revolution that's finally the table are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh, while they're standing in the welfare line, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. And finally the table are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. And finally the table are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution.
Hey, look, a fringe candidate.
Everybody talks about some fateful day. I guess that this was mine. I may be here to tell some kind of story, but I think it's gonna take a little time. That's alright. See him rocking in a cradle down a hall somewhere, and I am lost inside. Maybe I am falling, maybe I am flying, but I know if I am crying, she's holding me. And then the sky broke up, and then the rain came down, and it washed away everything on the ground. got that bottle filled with lightning and rain. She keeps calling out for someone, but she's riding on a train. Riding on the ghost train. But she keeps on riding. She's gonna keep on riding. Mama, keep on riding.
And that's the end of it, I guess. Fell off the ghost train. Two songs with the same title, different eras, different songs. The Swanks, an early 60s Halloween ditty, and Mark Cohen's Ghost Train 2 from many years later. Tracy Chapman and talking about a revolution, Loudon Wainwright talking about I Had a Dream Donald Trump Was President. Unfortunately, I can't wake up from the national nightmare, can you? We're in the midst of it, that's for sure. Hey, thanks for tagging along on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Twitter feed is AB Wright's. Phone line is 347-857-4505. Should you be listening live on Friday, October 26th, you can also chime in via the Facebook page and the pop in the chat box where Corman says, hey, listening live, like the later hour so I can do it. Usually catch the podcast. What can we say about Trump? He goes no lower, except the next time he goes even lower. Yeah. That's kind of the truth. I'm with you, Carmen. We always say, can't get worse, and yet it does. But it can get better, too. This is what I'm trying to say. We can raise that national conversation. We do have people who are out there. We have Joe Biden. We have John Kasich. We have people like Nicole Wallace and Steve Schmidt and Jennifer Rubin. And I'll tell you, you know, people who are on the Republican side, most of them are not in office at this time. They're pundits or people who are outside of Congress or leaving, like Jeff Flake, who, he's a disappointment. He has a conscience, but then he always manages to swing back and hem and haw. Paul Ryan, I don't understand at all. I mean, if he believes he's going to have some kind of a political resurrection at some point, he's just slouching out of there back to Wisconsin. He has no backbone whatsoever because he's leaving. What's the difference? Say what you want to say. But in office, it takes some political courage, some capital to say no, and the man's character is at fault here. So it doesn't take a lot for those of us who are progressives anyway. I wouldn't support his ideology, but it goes beyond ideology, and this is why there are people who are Republicans who say, I am voting straight Democratic because we have to put a check on this guy. Donald Trump, I know we're not, the chances are so long shot to win back the Senate, but we can win the House. I don't believe in the blue wave until we see it happen because we have to go to the polls. We can't just lament and rail on Facebook and Twitter and podcasts and radio and TV. We got to get out there and vote, and we'll see what happens at the polls. But at least take back the House because then we could squeeze his shoes a little bit. If they retain the House, God help us. If you think he's bad now, he'll get more emboldened. We'll go really low, Carmen. I mean, the man, we're slouching towards an autocracy now, and I don't see why people don't understand how desperate this is. And I have conversations with people on a daily basis, whether it's on radio here or on PopNet or Arts Radio Network, other shows I've been on, or whether it's just on social media or in day-to-day contact with folks, and I don't understand the complacency that I see seeping in where people, even people who are not supporters, will just say, what can you do? They shrug it off. He is who he is. It is what it is. It's normalizing what I would call the atrociously abnormal, and we cannot do it. We have to be on high alert, and we have to be vigilant about calling it out. So I do think that. I do also think we can temper our own rhetoric and try to have understanding and love for those who disagree with us, and that's okay, too. It's all part of the package. It's the way you frame it and the way you say it, I think, in so many ways. But I had a conversation with a guy who I swear to God, he's a lovely older gentleman who I have absolutely zero respect for now because he's someone who said, I voted for Obama for change, I voted for Trump for change, but he's eradicating the change that he liked. You know, he would have voted for Obama again but couldn't bear Hillary Clinton. No, she's horrible. And he was off Trump for a while, but he said, you know, I like Fox and I like CNN. I go back and forth. He's back on the pipe, as I say, because he's wholly watching Fox again and is so terrified by this caravan. We have to have laws. The guy's doing a great job. Because he wants to build the wall and keep us safe. And he just talks tough. He's a street talker. That's what he says. But when you talk about the actual policies, are they really helping him? I mean, this is a guy who is on Medicare, relies on that. I mean, Medicare, McConnell and company want to take away Medicare and Social Security and all these other things. He's got kids, grandkids. It's a humada-humada deal after that with these people because they don't really have anything. They go by the Fox appealing to the low-info voter, and they believe the rhetoric, they tap into it, they have a soundbite or two to cling to, and then once the conversation goes beyond 2 minutes, they don't have anything else to back it up, and then they just say, oh, well, they throw up their hands and they look to somebody else. Do you like him? Do you like him? And, you know, nobody else is going to back them up. So that's where we're at, and you can get pretty disheartened when you hear people like that, that people have fallen into this sense of complacency. Basically, you have to walk away at that point. But I'm open to suggestions. I'm open to why you feel the way you feel. But it can't just be a visceral emotion because you're going on something and it's not helping you. You're going to lose in the end. He's already talking about putting in a new middle-class tax cut because the last tax cut, which was supposed to be for the middle class, really didn't benefit that many people. And the tariffs are not benefiting people. And the farmers are upset. And the steelworkers, somebody said, well, the steelworkers are doing better. I said, really? Because the unemployment rate is less. That's true. We were on a decline under Obama. We've kept that decline. But the equity, the economic disparity is greater. a working class family in 1968 with inflation adjusted salaries were doing better back then 50 years ago than they are doing now, and that's just the truth. And of course, our outsized expectations for life has gotten greater too. Everybody has to have a McMansion and every gadget under the sun. So people are in debt up to their eyeballs, but we're not living better, and that's just the truth. Meanwhile, the tone of the country has to change. So I do applaud people who are willing to call it out, even if they see things differently. Fiscal conservatives, social conservatives, whatever it may be, Trump is not doing the job. Hold your nose for those judicial appointments. That's what they've done, some of these people. And is that enough? A lot of people are saying, no, it's not. And certainly Democrats, obviously, we don't think it is. Your take, Twitter feed, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505. I obviously want to hear what you have to say. So here's Shelley on Facebook. She says, I believe the good, loving American citizens of the United States will not let the division happen. I know it's easy to write things on Facebook or Twitter. I don't even know if anyone will listen to me, but even my friends and family ignore me at this point. But I keep going because I believe what I'm doing and what I'm saying is best for our country and for the ones I love, even if they don't realize it today. It's important to know that the law enforcement, the courts, the free press, and the voters of this country will do what is right. Good will always prevail over evil. I hope so, Shelley. I think you're right, but you know what? You got to get out there and vote. So, yes, it's okay to opine on Facebook and Twitter and radio shows, but it's really important to get out there and do the voting, which is just coming up November 6th, wherever you are. And I say vote blue no matter who, even if you're a Republican, because you got to put a check on this guy. We got to take back the House at the very least and see what happens, because Trump is just out of control. It's not anymore about Republican and Democrat. It's a question of decency and humanity and character. And we have to find leaders, and there are some out there. But they're few and far between right now, really on both sides. But especially in the Republicans, there's just nobody who's willing to stand up and take it. I hope he gets primary. I would love to see John Kasich primary, or Nikki Haley, who claims she's not going to. But John Kasich is a guy because he was consistent from the beginning. He ran in the primaries. It's ironic to me that the media that is so chided by Donald Trump because they're so unfair to him were people that helped, and they don't want to hear it now, the mainstream media, of course. But they were complicit in giving this guy so much airtime. And he was the flavor of the month. They thought he was the latest Herman Cain or Michelle Bachmann when they were leading the pack in the previous elections. And they gave him his rallies. Every time he burped, they put him on TV. He called into all the shows, remember? I mean, he was very accessible, and they gave him all the airtime because it helped boost their ratings, because he was a clown show, a sideline buffoon. Entertainment value, which people are still defending to this day, Scaramucci and all these other clowns that come on, the Trumpians, all the shows, and they give them time, too, to spin it. Oh, you can't fault him because that's just his style. Yes, you can fault him. You can't have to go beyond style when you're the president of the United States. You have to set a moral tone, and again, it's not about Republican or Democrat. It's about being an American, and it's about being the leader of this country, and he's ill-equipped for it. He's just ill-equipped, so we have to take it back somehow. And today, again, he just reaches a new low when he says he's going to actually ratchet up the tone after all this is going on, where we were having somebody who could have been a political assassin on a massive scale that we've never seen before had those bombs gone off. I just can't believe how he sloughed it off, and somebody said, well, did you call the Clintons or the Obamas to find out, you know, how they're doing after all this? No, I'll pass. He'll pass. This is the word. This is his verbiage. He will pass, and he will tone up the rhetoric after this kind of a week. God forbid something actually happened on his watch. We've got to remove him from that watch, and that's, unfortunately, what's got to happen. Can we do it? Will we do it? When will we do it? Your take, Twitter feed, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505. Anybody else on Twitter we want to go to? Angie, I believe it is, says, MAGA bomber was a diehard MAGA lover and a Trump fanatic. He used real bombs, not fake bombs. He was radicalized by the real Donald Trump at rallies and via POTUS speeches. He is not an anomaly. Vote blue to save your country. We desperately need checks and balances to stop the madness. Uh-huh. I think you are so right, Angie. I agree with that. And maybe it's time, just maybe, to put a woman in charge. Here's a great one from Keb Moe on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Got to listen to this one.
Way back when, in the beginning of time, then the wheel went from a horse to an automobile. He said the world is mine.
I'm a white man living on a white man. think the men upstairs must have took a vacation. I still have faith, but I don't know why. Maybe it's the fire in my little girl's eyes. Maybe it's the fire in my little girl's eyes.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bell started ringing and chains rattled out. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something to give me the creep, had one big eye and a two big feet. I stood right still and I did the freeze. He did this roll right up to me. Made a noise with his feet that sounded like a drum.
Say you'll be here when the morning comes.
I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. I bought this house, now you know I'm bald. Ain't no hang gonna run me on. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. The coffee was a boiling in the pot. Melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From out of space I sat a man. On a hot stove with a pot and pan. I say that pot, I began to shout. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank a hot grease from the frying pan. And said to me, now you better run.
Don't be here when the morning comes.
See if I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna.
Noises coming from a house on the hill. So I crept up through the window and looked over the sill. My heart almost stopped, I nearly died of fright. By the dim candlelight I saw the strangest sight. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too. Dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop. And everything was rocking at the monster pop. Crazy witch doctor was dancing with a ghoul. The organ was playing, but no one was there. And the headless horseman was combing his hair. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too. Dancing with the zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop. And everything was rocking at the monster's pop.
Thank you.
monsters dancing, ooh, what a thrill. The wind did howl, the night was black. I nearly lost my mind, I'm never ever going back. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster's pop.
Halloween one-hit wonder for Bert Convy before he became a game show host on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, a rarity, Forgotten 45 for Danny. Thanks for chiming in. Trudy root around those archives. She loves it, though. You know, put her to work. Come on, come up with something exotic. She'll come up with it for you. Also, Jumpin' Gene Simmons, not the guy from Kiss, but the rockabilly artist from the late 50s, early 60s in Haunted House. And a pair of beauties from Keb Moe with an assist from Roseanne Cash, put a woman in charge. Uh-huh, try it. Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, you never know. And Jason Isbell, White Man's World. Jason Isbell, the country alt-folk artist who is getting some guff, I guess, for going political down south. He supported Doug Jones in the race against Roy Moore in Alabama and said that was too close for call because Roy was a bad candidate. But even as bad as he was, Martha Blackburn, who's running for Senate against former Governor Phil Bredesen, the Democrat in Tennessee, in a close race there, he's supporting Bredesen. He says Martha Blackburn might be even more dangerous because she's not as crazy as Moore and people might actually listen to her. So he's getting political. He famously said that Jesus would never have voted for Donald Trump. He says, hey, listen, I'm not that religious anymore, but my grandfather was a preacher, and I'm just going by what the Bible says. The stuff that Donald Trump says and does would not fly. But some people are swallowing it. But good for him for standing up, as I said. People who, you know, are usually in a bastion of Republican country. He said, what did he say? He was on the Daily Show with Trevor Noah a while back, and he said, the things that I say with the accent that I have, people find that disarming, I guess, because they don't expect people from Alabama to have quote-unquote radical views. But stand up for what you believe in and push the change. And does he get guff from his audience? Sometimes he does, but he says the music is sort of the solve. I always say you can do stuff through music, you can do stuff through fiction that you can't always do as a journalist or in a polemic, because people will respond to it in a different way, and that's why art is so important. The arts are so important, being creative and doing what you believe in as far as that goes. You can seep it in, sneak it in, as they say, surreptitiously. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Happy to have you aboard. Speaking of the arts, let's do our Inspiration to Action Challenge. Success story goes out to Hallie in Brunswick, Maine, all the way up in Maine. It's getting nippy up there, isn't it? Susan Collins country, I think a disappointment up there for sure for a lot of folks. But anyway, Hallie is busy working on a novel. She says, I am trying my hand at it. I don't know if I can succeed, but just the thought of doing it is less daunting thanks to the challenge. You put me in the right mindset, and the journaling every day, as you have recommended, does seem to work. Keep going, Hallie. Keep at it. Keep journaling while you're doing it, because I know that can help you process your feelings. I do that too. When things are tough, sometimes the journaling will help you confront some stuff that you might not be able to confront otherwise. So just try it. See how it works for you. Keep us posted, please. And if the Inspiration to Action Challenge is working for you, I'd love to give you that shout-out. You deserve it because you're working hard. You're the one doing the work. We're giving the nudge, but you're doing the work. And on the other hand, if you need some cajoling, let's start a creativity coaching, counseling conversation. First one is on me. Give me a couple of weeks to connect, and we'll do it. Send me a missive over at the website. It's amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed, and we will connect. Hey, while you're at the website, peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon mysteries. Some other goodies are up for grabs. And, hey, you know, the first Eliza Gordon mystery, I was just reminded, I went to an event last week, a nice writers readers event. It's always fun to meet fans in person and other writers and other readers and just in general chat about writing and books, etc. I got to be on a panel about mystery writers up in Rhinebeck, New York. It was a lot of fun. And one of my fans, one of my readers came up to me and said, you know, the Eliza Gordon mysteries, I love them. The first one started around Halloween, and that's right. It was about a mystery that took place, and there was a Halloween party in there. So you might want to get your hands on it. If you haven't yet indulged in the series, pick it up and start today. Available on Kindle and paperback via Cozy Cat Press. The whole series. Get started. Enjoy it. Fall is a great time to cozy up with a mystery for sure. Hey, also, you can chime in with your guest suggestions, your big story requests, and your Forgotten 45s, of course. One-stop shopping at the website, amybetharkaway.com. Indeed. Twitter feed, AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505. Another close race folks are watching. The big Texas race between Ted Cruz and the rock star from the Democratic Party, Beto O'Rourke, although Beto is down the polls. Ted Cruz not likable, but can Texas, which is, you know, pretty red, go purple and blue, in fact, in a contentious year. Donald Trump is working hard. Ted Cruz shining Trump's shoes now after they had a very, you know, contentious fight. What did Trump say? I used to call him Lion Ted, but now he's Beautiful Ted to me. Trump doesn't even hide his transactional alliances, but he went to a rally and trying it. Meanwhile, you know, okay, so Ted Cruz has Donald Trump, but Beto O'Rourke has Willie Nelson, and I'm not sure about Lyle Lovett, but he's got something to say about being from Texas for sure.
Well, you say you're not from Texas. Man, as if I couldn't tell. Well, you think you pull your boots on right and wear your hat so well. So pardon me, my laughter, as I show. It means so much to me. And though my girl comes from down in Georgia, we were up in Tennessee. And as we were driving down the highway, she asked me, baby, what's so great? How come you're always going on about the long story?
Texas. The ballot was confusing.
How about a hand recount?
Okay.
Ow!
Six summers gone by, Bambino put a hex on the bean. We were living on a tear in the side, in the shadow of the Bronx machine. Man, you could see this motor pour down at an attitude. And you get a little chip on your shoulder, say something that's downright rude. Oh, damn them Yankees, outspending everybody 2-1. Picking up on the cream of the crop, feeling everyone's favorite son.
Angels of Fenway, hear our prayer. We have been chastened, we have been patient.
Grandmama was a Fenway fan, even after Granddad died. I still remember her holding my hand, taking me along. They never should have ever have done.
Hey, Santa, can I have another Coke? Here comes a hot dog man. Look at that, that just broke. Jesus, got to kill his hand.
Riding home on the green line, watching the town go by. Santa made another Red Sox man. Back in 65, doesn't seem like a long time ago. Grandmama keeping hope alive, watch them win in 004. Oh my God, it was beyond belief. Down 3, needing 4 in a row, holding on by the skin of our teeth, like a hungry dog on a for the sudden death, praying to heaven for hell to breathe. Nana watched from a hospital bed, she was there till the end of the race. Couldn't hear the last words she said, but she was lying there with a smile on her face. Just a little smile on her face. Doesn't feel like a long time ago.
Staller, Angels of Fenway on the Amy Beth Arguey Show for Nixie and for Pearlie and Don, the hardcore Red Sox fans, all apparently the Red Sox, what are they, up 2-0 in the World Series against the Dodgers? Not really following it, much to the chagrin of my on-again, off-again bow, but there you have it. And I love it, too. That's right. You're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. See if Beto O'Rourke can best one of the most unlikable guys, but still a Republican, and that means something in Texas, Ted Cruz. We'll see what happens on Election Day. Don't have great feelings about the Senate, but I still think they can pull off the House, the Democrats, that is, if we actually get to the votes. I mean, part of it is that, you know, the Republicans are working, never mind the Russians. Republicans have been rigging elections for years, working on voter suppression. In Georgia, Stacey Abrams, who could be the first African-American woman to win the governorship down there, she has a lot of charisma and could actually win, but they're trying to work so darn hard to suppress that vote. Her opponent, Kemp, is the Secretary of State. He's the guy in charge of voting and the ballots and the elections and the voter rolls, and he won't recuse himself. You talk about outrage. You talk about rigging in plain sight. It's crazy. It really is. So you got to vote. You got to mobilize. You got to do it. Don't just talk a good game, Democrats. Get thee to the polls. We'll keep hammering it home, as they say. And Megyn Kelly, it looks like she's out after ill-fated attempts. NBC, big fat payday. She's walking away with $69 million. It's walk-away money after she made those insensitive, prejudiced, ignorant remarks about blackface costumes. So she's out, but they're still negotiating her quote-unquote non-compete clause. I say, listen, kid, take the money and run. You don't have the chops for the big leagues anyway, so it's crazy. Didn't they settle the whole blackface thing back in Designing Women late 80s, early 90s when Suzanne wanted to pretend she was part of the Supremes and wear blackface? Remember that? Crazy, crazy stuff. That was a great show, by the way. Go through those old clips. There's so many good ones. Twitter feed is AB Wright's. Phone line is 347-857-4505 in case you happen to be listening live on Friday, October 26th. Facebook page and the PopNet chat box open for those purposes, too. And on Facebook, Beth says, to all of the journalists out there who continue to write and publish the truth, thank you. You are not the enemy of the American people. You are an essential part of democracy and an instigator of critical thought. We need you now more than ever. I couldn't agree with that sentiment more, Beth. And the truth, it's a hard thing, but we got to fight it. Truth to power. Here's a beauty from John Wesley Harding on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Well, I was arrested for disturbing the peace. Oh, but hey, I was disturbing the wall. I was holding a small white handkerchief saying, please don't fight no more. And I thought that there'd be an army side, but there was just two guys wearing very bad ties. Crush out into my throat with a force. They cut out my voice box, of course. I was taken to court in a city of gold, where silence is a sure sign of guilt, where you can't speak out in your own defense, or be heard over wealth being built. And the trial was a farce, that defeated a place, where comedy and tragedy share the same fate. The judge read the verdict, a curtain was raised, an audience roared out its praise, and I said, where's the truth around here today? Where the fact of fiction separate? The great God I love, he intoned from above, you should have stood for free publicity. But it wasn't the voice I'd expected to hear. It was thin and unclear like Richard Gere. And somebody said, Ross had a bad fall, that's his manager taking his calls. And I said, where's the truth around? My mind was just as free as could be. Somebody said, just your body did change, and you could guess how that encouraged me. So I wandered and roamed for the rest of my days. I was clearing my name as a fortune in blame. But when I woke up, saw the dream.
That song is John Wesley Harding and The Truth. It hurts sometimes. It's hard to fight for it, but you've got to. Fight truth to power, indeed. It is the Amy Beth Arkwright Show. One more time around the social media horn. A.B. writes on the Twitter feed, phone line, 347-857-4505. A few minutes left here on our live Friday, October 26th show. Facebook page, PopNet chat box open, too. Lindsay on PopNet chat box. Love listening to you live. Good thoughts, but a tough day and a tough week, indeed. Yes, I agree. Saying. On Facebook, we have a couple of folks, yes? Oh, here's Charles. He says, so the MAGA bomber is arrested with a van full of Trump stickers, video of him at Trump rallies, pro-Trump Facebook and Twitter accounts, and yet some Trumpers are still convinced it's a Democratic plot instead of just some random nut job that follows Trump's hate speech a little too closely. Two of my favorite quotes in the world, there's a sucker born every minute, and, quote, it is easier to fool someone than it is to convince them that they have been fooled. Uh-huh, heed those statements, Charles. Indeed, indeed. Also on Facebook, Diane says, Trump is a jerk. He must go vote blue to at the very least take the House so that we can put some checks and balances on his stupidity. Hear, hear. I have to echo that, indeed. And one more time around the Twitter feed. Pete says, when someone conducts info warfare and gaslights the whole country like Trump has, some sicko will come out of the woodwork and try this crap. Trump is not to blame for the man's action, but he is to blame for the environment. And Mama D echoes that. She says, Trump does bear responsibility for the polarized environment, worst president ever. Hashtag Trump, hashtag national disgrace. He's got to go vote blue no matter who. That's what I keep telling folks. Don't forget to vote. We can't just sit here and opine on radio and on Facebook and Twitter, et cetera. We have to get out there and actually mobilize at the very least. Like Diane said, like I said earlier, we've got to take back the House and do it. We can. And don't forget, you can follow the Amy Beth Arkwright Show, a slew of places. All the shows are archived for podcasts, Blog Talk Radio site, Stitcher, Mixcloud, iTunes, NetNow, Push Play, TuneIn, Select Editions 2 on the Arts Radio Network on PopNet. All roads lead back to our website, amybetharkowee.com. Connect via social media. Friend me on Facebook. Follow our producer, Trudy Hart, on Twitter, Radio Trudy, and follow me for the 24/7 conversation on Twitter at abwrites. Got it all in, and I love you all, so drive safe, play nice, and dream big, won't you? Hey, TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora, thank you. ML Headquarters, always a pleasure to have you, too. So in the meantime, hang tough, and don't forget to share a healthy dose of peace, love, and understanding with your neighbors, and come back and see us. On the Amy Beth Arkwright Show, I'm going to leave you with a great version of that song, Slowing It Down, with the Holmes Brothers. I love you all. Take care.
Walk through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity.
can get so downhearted. Oh, sometimes. So where are the strong? And who are the trusted? And where is the harmony? The sweet harmony? Cause each time I feel it slipping away, just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about this love that understands me? Ooh, what's so funny about this love that understands me? No war, you don't need no fight, you don't need no gun.